Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, February 5th, One Take Wednesday. Thank you for contending alongside me as we read God's Word and we ask God to fill us with the fullness of His Spirit and to teach us wisdom from His Word. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 3 and verses 47 and 48 in the Message paraphrase. These verses contrast blessings of obedience with the consequences of disobedience. And of course, I'm not reading the whole chapter, so I'm reading just a teaser to what happens if you follow God, and then a little bit of a warning against you if you disobey God. So if you have time, go back and read the entire chapter. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 3. If you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey all His commandments that I command you today, God, your God, will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. All these blessings will come down on you and spread out before you because you have responded to the voice of God, your God. God's blessing inside the city, God's blessing in the country. And then we're going to move over to verses 47 and 48. This is what happens if you don't obey God. Because you didn't serve God, your God, out of the joy and goodness of your heart, in the great abundance, you'll have to serve your enemies, whom God will send against you. Life will be famine and drought, rags and wretchedness. Then He'll put an iron yoke on your neck until He's destroyed you. Now we know that for Christians on this side of the new covenant, that we have every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ. We are blessed because we have placed faith in Him. But we also know that as believers, we're called to live a life of gratitude, which means we seek to obey God in all that we do. And in our obedience, we overflow with spiritual blessing and with fulfillment. Now, that doesn't mean that we'll have material blessings here on this earth or that nothing bad will happen to us. We all know that that is not true. But we do know the hope of God's Spirit with us in the middle of our trials. We also know that we as believers, when we disobey, there are consequences, and we pay the consequences of our sin oftentimes. And we are, as it says here, we have to serve our enemies. Maybe not like physical enemies, like the Israelites went into captivity, but we become captive to our life of sin, and it brings destruction. So my prayer for us today is that the Lord would help us to see where the enemy is seeking to devour us, and that we would choose obedience by the power of the Spirit. Our second passage is Matthew chapter 9. We're going to start in verse 27, and we're going to go through the end of the chapter, which is verse 38. As Jesus left the house, He was followed by two blind men crying out, "Mercy, Son of David, mercy on us." When Jesus got home, the blind men went in with Him. Jesus said to them, "Do you really believe I can do this?" They said, "Why, yes, Master." He touched their eyes and said, "Become what you believe." It happened. They saw. Then Jesus became very stern. "Don't let a soul know how this happened." But they were hardly out the door before they started blabbing it to everyone they met. Right after that, as a blind man was leaving, a man who had been struck speechless by an evil spirit was brought to Jesus. As soon as Jesus threw the evil, tormenting spirit out, the man talked away just as if he'd been talking all his life. The people were up on their feet applauding. There's never been anything like this in Israel. The Pharisees were left sputtering, hocus pocus. It's nothing but hocus pocus. He's probably made a pact with the devil. Then Jesus made a circuit of all the towns and villages. He taught in their meeting places, reported kingdom news, and healed their diseased bodies, healed their bruised and hurt lives. When he looked out over the crowds, his heart broke. So confused and aimless they were, like sheep with no shepherd. What a huge harvest, he said to his disciples. How few the workers. On your knees and pray for harvest hands. Our third reading is from Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Dear friend, pay close attention to this, my wisdom. Listen very closely to the way I see it. Then you'll acquire a taste for good sense. What I tell you will keep you out of trouble. The lips of a seductive woman are oh so sweet. Her soft words are oh so smooth. But it won't be long before she's graveled in your mouth, a pain in your gut, a wound in your heart. She's dancing down the primrose path to death. She's headed straight for hell and taking you with her. She hasn't a clue about real life, about who she is, or where she's going. Wow. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. These are all powerful passages, but I want to go back to Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 38, where Jesus's compassion and his power on display as he heals two blind men who expressed faith in him, and then he cast out the demon from the mute man as well. He sees the great spiritual need of the people, and then he urges his followers, one, to have compassion, but two, to pray for more workers to spread the good news. Oh, Lord, help us to have our hearts break for the needs around us and give us wisdom on places where we can help. Will you pray with me? Father, we praise you for you are unchanging. We are fickle and disobedient, and oftentimes we forget the spiritual blessings that we already have in Jesus Christ, our Lord, as it says according to Ephesians 1:3. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing because of Jesus. Help us to live into the promise that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, for not tiring of us, but continuing to not give up on us. Lord, your compassion and power are on display in the scripture today. Help us to be those kind of people who look to others with eyes of compassion and who pray for workers to go out into the harvest. Lord, protect us from the seductive one, the things in our lives that seek to seduce us away from our one pure and holy passion, which should be to follow you. And now I want to read over you a blessing that we used on the women's retreat this past weekend. May the Lord be your strength and your shield, to uphold you and to help you. May the Lord be your Savior and Shepherd, to walk beside you and to guide you. May the Lord lead you forth in peace and joy, to share your story of trusting in Him. Amen.